News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But of course, today is budget week. Tomorrow afternoon, budget 25 will be announced. The government leaders meeting last night, they've agreed a major increase in the value of the cost of living package. Ciara, it is, it's going to be a bumper budget, yeah. Absolutely no doubt about that. Let's run through a flavour of what people can expect tomorrow afternoon.
I think you're right. I think it's like literally a multi-billion euro pre-election sort of pitch to the electorate. Tons of things, okay, all over the papers this morning. Two double payments in terms of child benefit. That's going to be worth...
Before Christmas.
Yeah, hundreds of euros to people. The pension is definitely going up by 12 or 15%, but all social welfare looks like it's probably going up by around 12%. The only quibble is... 12 euros. Per week, the only quibble possibly being long-term unemployment payments. Reduced school transport, free school books starting from next September, Shane, for both primary and secondary kids.
Yeah, loads more beside. Electricity credits of €250, probably in two payments of €125. Living alone allowance, lump sums to those with long-term disabilities, free public transport for under nines, tax cuts. The USC is going to be cut from 4% to 3% for those earning up to 70,000. The income tax rate, the point at which you hit that, is going to be raised to 44,000. The fees for the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert, I think you mentioned that already, sorry, are being waived. The inheritance tax is going to be the bans for that are going to be increased. It is a... Do you know what? It reminds me of... do you know what it reminds me of? Celtic Tiger days. It's back.
It's back, baby. Yeah, I mean, this is a giveaway. And also things like 500 new hospital and community beds. They're pushing for the 9%.
Free school books.
Hospitality rate to be maintained for lots of hospitality businesses. 1.4 billion, basically, in tax cuts and 6.9 billion in spending. And that's apart from a 2 billion parallel spend on cost of living.
A 2 billion win the election. But I mean, sorry, cost of living package.
It is like the end of the Late Late Show. For everyone in the audience.
It is the Late Late Show budget. One for everyone in the audience. Do you know what generally follows Late Late Show budgets?
Would it be an election by any chance?
Operation Transformation budgets, where you have to actually take back everything that you gave. Because that's what happened. That's what happened in the noughties. And we know how. I can't believe we're back in this.
The coffers are full. Yeah. And what was it, Charlie McCreevy? When I have it, I spend it.
That's exactly what it is. Do you know, I mean, even, look, leave aside, you know my views on this. I think it's madness repeating the mistakes of the Celtic Tiger. But I'd also question, like, this scattergun approach, it means there's no big reform, there's no big, like, where's the big idea in this budget? If we're giving a little bit to everybody or a lot to everybody,
I know where the big idea in this budget is.
Win the election.
Yes, I actually think that is the big idea. Give enough money to everybody that they're sated. You know, and to be honest, a lot of us, and myself included, would go, oh, I wouldn't mind paying a bit less tax. Oh, I wouldn't mind that being a bit cheaper. Yeah. I wouldn't mind a few bob extra coming up to Christmas.
We've forgotten what happened 15 years ago, I think.
That's not the only thing that happened 15 years ago, in fairness. It is different.
It pretty much is.
The credit bubble and all that was very different 15 years ago. You can't compare exactly like for like.
Yeah, but we had a 20 billion euro hole in our public finances.
Afterwards.
And we had to fill that by huge cutbacks. And I fear this will happen again at some point. Look, let us know what you think. What do you make of it all? What are you looking forward to in the budget? Or are you a little bit worried about it all like me? 087 1400 106.
And sticking with the budget, I'm joined now by Niall Conroy, Acting Chief Economist with the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Niall, I'm sure you heard some of what Shane and I had to say there. From a fiscal point of view, from a spending point of view, it is like a one for everyone in the audience kind of a budget. Are you appalled? Or are you prepared for this? Are you sort of sanguine about it?
Well, I suppose it's not coming as a massive surprise.
No.
Government had outlined that they were planning on having a large increase in spending and some tax cuts in the statement they had during the summer. But we have cautioned that we don't think this is a particularly good idea. When the economy is performing really well, as it is at the moment, with really high employment and really low unemployment, this isn't a time when the economy really needs support from the government through big increases in spending and tax cuts.
That tagline, the cost of living crisis, for example, this 2 billion euro package for the cost of living crisis, you're saying this is not the time we need. Is the cost of living crisis more or less over? I mean, inflation has fallen quite dramatically. Is the cost of living crisis a misnomer?
Well, I think that the cost of living that we have now is likely to going to be the cost of living that we're going to have into the future. We don't see prices really falling dramatically from where they are at the moment. I suppose our concern more so would be not over the cost of living package that they're going to introduce, but just the fact that they're doing everything all at once. So you can introduce a cost of living package for people. There's no problem with that. But if you're trying to do everything all at the same time, so cut taxes, increases in current spending and increases in investment all at the same time, that adds into like a large amount of money yeah. you're injecting into the economy when it doesn't really need it.
And plus the economy is already going at full tilt. So
exactly.
The value for money here isn't yeah. there because you can only squeeze a certain amount of blood from a turnip. That's the worry too, isn't it? That all this will do really is overheat things.
Yeah, so I think when we talk about the cost of living and difficulties that a lot of households are facing, one thing that we do need to recognise is that, you know, budgetary policy has played a role in this over the last few years. So estimates from the central bank would suggest that the last few budgets, by injecting loads of money into the economy right now, has added about 2% to the cost of living for most households.
Okay.
And that equates to about €1,000 per year in extra bills.
Is what you're saying, Niall, is we're kind of giving with one hand and taking away with the other, that all this money that they're giving us is just going to drive up other aspects of the costs within the economy. So as I say, we don't get any value for it. Do you see any good points from all the kites that have been flown? Are there any things that you would say, yeah, we think that's a good idea?
Well, there does seem to be some move towards having a kind of a multi-year plan to deal with some of the infrastructure deficits that we have. So there has been talk about using some of the Apple and AIB money for dealing with some of the deficits that we have in things like housing and health and transport. So in theory, that could be
Infrastructural spend, you're okay with. What about spending on current expenditure, $2 billion on a call. Like they said, we're not going to spend the Apple tax on current expenditure. But the kind of that package has moved. That package was supposed to be originally, I think it was $1.3 billion or something, and now it's going to be a bit more, $1.4 billion, and now it's $2 billion on cost of living expenses. That is current expenditure.
Yeah, so there are going to be substantial increases in current spending in the budget next year. Now, some of that is due to just, you know, the cost of providing some government services has gone up, you know, the public sector pay deal and other price increases that we've seen. In terms of the cost of living package, like there was a pretty substantial package there last year when they didn't have the Apple money. So I think that would have been there regardless of whether they got this windfall amount of corporation tax that they've got from the Apple case.
If you were looking at the overview of what we've heard, are there winners and losers in this? Are there people that you say, God, this is really going to, you know, be bad for them, and other people you say, well, this one, you know, might be okay for them, or is it too soon to say how this will play out, the aftermath, the after effects? Shane Coleman was saying that he's concerned about what this is going to do to us long term. Have you similar concerns, or are there winners and losers here is what I'm asking you?
Yeah, it's difficult to say until you see the kind of full range of measures and you're able to really assess everything together. I suppose that the concern that we'd really have is that, you know, this could be kind of good for current generations and people that are benefiting from this now in terms of the extra spending and the tax cuts that are planned. But it is going to have costs into the future. So we know that Ireland is facing into like large costs from an aging population. If you saved some of this money now, that would help to offset some of those costs in future years that we know is coming from an aging population and also from climate change.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Niall Conroy, their senior economist at the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.